time now for Facebook Mailbag. Patty Smith alongside Nick Scherfield. We've got some great questions today. Nick, you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's bring it on. Juliet Dawson wants to know how Arian Foster is doing.
That's the big question that everybody's wanted to know this week after Arian Foster left the practice field with that calf injury on Tuesday at OTAs. A scary injury because it was non-contact. He limped off the field with some assistance, but he's okay. Gary Kubiak said he's not going to participate in the rest of OTAs over the next couple of weeks, but he will be fine for training camp. Might have to be here more during the summer to do rehab and things like that, but a calf strain is what they called it. So nothing that sounds like it's going to require surgery, and nothing that'll keep him out when the action really counts.
Yeah, the vets don't need OTAs. That's what they all tell me anyway. All right, John O'Miller wants to know, if the Texans do move Brooks inside, what do you believe the starting front seven will look like in their base 3-4 package, and also what will their dime package look like?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The Texans are experimenting with Brooks Reed at inside linebacker during the OTAs here. They're giving some other guys a look at outside linebacker, and if he is on the inside, then that's going to mean Sam Montgomery, Trevardo Williams, one of the rookie draft picks, or maybe even Brian Braman, who's getting a look as a starter, will start at Sam linebacker. You'd have Brooks Reed next to Brian Cushing on the inside, Daryl Sharpton there for a rotation, and then Whitney Mercilus, of course, on the weak side. In your defensive line, you got J.J. Watt, Antonio Smith, and Earl Mitchell playing the nose, who's looking very good. And then in your dime packages, who knows what they could do? You know Brian Cushing's not going to leave the field as an every down linebacker. He'll probably stay on as a linebacker. Brooks Reed could move back to that defensive end spot where he's rushing the passer from the outside like he was last year. You'd have Whitney Mercilus on the other side, J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith in the middle. I think a lot of possibilities there for the Texans. That's what's exciting about this potential move.
Absolutely. Lots of options, lots of depth. All right, Marcus Texan Jones has a question. With all the discussions about Case Keem's progress, it leads him to believe that the Texans don't care about T.J. Yates. Where does all this lead to?
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that at all. You know, the Texans have been given a lot of praise to Case Keenum, Gary Kubiak in particular, this offseason. He's impressed with how far he's come from an undrafted rookie free agent out of Houston to where he is now playing in a pro-style offense versus what they did at U of H. But that doesn't mean they don't like what T.J. Yates is doing as well. T.J. Yates has shown a lot of progress, too. He's had a very interesting career. Kubiak talked about him this week, saying he played a lot as a rookie, led the Texans to that playoff victory, and then he went back on the bench, and things didn't seem to go right for him whenever he played in the limited reps last year. But he's got experience, and that's so important for a backup quarterback, a young guy, still with potential. And it's going to be a competition, I think, between the two of those guys all offseason long. But because they're talking about Keenum, doesn't mean they don't like Yates. They feel very good about where he is and want to see him continue to progress.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a good, healthy competition for them to either, you know, just push each other. All right, Eric Silva, our final question. Do you think Whitney Mercilus is going to have a breakout season like J.J. Watt did last year?
Well, it'd be nice if everyone could have the kind of season J.J. Watt did last year. I think the Texans would be a lock for this Super Bowl and Super Bowls for years to come. You're not going to see a season like that happen very often, but the Texans certainly expect Whitney Mercilus to take a step forward. It's his second year. You always hear Kubiak say, year one to year two is when guys make their biggest leap. Mercilus had 6 sacks last year, starting only 4 games, so he's a rotational player. Now he's a full-time starter in that will position, going to get a lot of opportunities. He's looked good so far in the offseason, and I think they're certainly expecting him to make a big step forward in 2013.
Yeah, and we had a chance to talk to him today, and he said he's expecting big things from himself. Just take that sack total, multiply it times 4, and he's good with that.
That'd be nice.
All right, great stuff, Nick. Be sure to go to the Houston Texans Facebook fan page, and you too can submit your question to the Facebook mailbag.